Hello, everybody. Hey. 6 seconds of me, or 7 seconds of me saying hello. We're gonna love that. Anyway, I'm actually like near tears. So my nephew's just went. Right. And before, when he was staying with me upstairs, and he didn't like coming for a little bit because I'm gonna get into it. And I go to him. We kind of knew why he didn't like coming, so I was like he didn't say, but we just kind of guessed. So I go to him and go, "Aiden, can I tell you a secret?" And the face he goes, "You can't keep secrets because you know, like, you can't keep like secret bad secrets, right?" And I go, "It's not a bad secret. You can keep this one." And he went, "What is it?" And I went, "I don't like Logan." Logan's someone that used, like, a kid that used to hit Aiden that my brother was with his mum, right? And the other kid together and all that. Anyway, so I go, "I don't like Logan." And he goes, "Neither do I." He said why, and I went to him, "Because he's naughty." And he goes, "I don't like him either because he's naughty." And I go, "Is that why you didn't like coming?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I was like, "So I've worked out why you didn't like coming." And I go, "It's because he used to hit you, didn't he?" And he was like, "Yeah." So I was like, "Makes sense, because he used to hit him." Right. And so basically, after that, I go, "You're gonna come more now, aren't you, though? Because we've all been worried about you and everything." And he was like, yeah. Anyway, he goes, "You were worried, weren't you? Because I'm your nephew. Because I'm his uncle, right?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "And because Nana Sharon's grandson, and I'm mummy's kid, and I'm daddy's kid." And I was like, "Oh my god, this kid knows so much." Because, you know, I wouldn't expect him to know, like, "Oh, I'm nanny's grandkid, and I'm this person's nephew." I just thought he knew, like, uncle and granddad and nan and all that. So that went about, that was almost since he was in. He goes, "When I come, are you gonna be here?" "Oh my god, I'm sobbing." I go, "I'm always gonna be here." And I thought what he meant was that I was gonna like die or something. Oh my god, I made it really sad. But I thought he thought I was like dying or something. So I go, "I'm always gonna be there." And he goes, "Are you always gonna be in Chloe's?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know if I'm always gonna be in Chloe's because Chloe lives in Ellesmere Port." But I found it so sweet. And I literally, after that, I went, "Aiden, you're going to make me cry." And he goes, "Why?" I'm like, "I don't know." But I don't know why my brain was like, "He thinks I'm dying." Just because if someone ever said to me, when I come, are you going to be here? Or anything, in like such a sweet little innocent minded way, I'm gonna think I'm like dying or something, or I'm just gonna not be here to see them. And it just made me so sad. Honestly, I was like, wow, this 4-year-old kid is gonna make me sob. So yeah. And I asked him, I went, "Promise me you're gonna tell your mum that, not me mum, your mum that, about Logan." Oh, and he said he promises me, so he's gonna tell his mum about Logan, and about why he didn't like coming when Logan was here. But wow, the fact he made me cry, well, nearly cry, and now I'm like literally sobbing. It's just like, I love that kid so much. And I don't know, my brain was like, he thinks he's dying. But it was, and I don't get it. But if even if I thought he thought I was dying, I would sob. I would just sob. If I thought he thought I was dying in the moment or anything, like if he had said that to me, I would have just sat there and sobbed. And we were talking about, we just sat and I was talking about 2020, but I couldn't see him in 2020. I told him I used to sob because I couldn't see him. He was like, "Do you mean sob as in pretend or sobbing like real?" I was like real? I was really sobbing. And he was just sitting there and he was like so sweet. And I we had Blippi on. And YouTube kids literally stop asking all these questions. Like YouTube kids, he asked me to put YouTube kids on, and I went, okay, I'll put YouTube kids on, so I downloaded YouTube kids on my mum's Fire Stick. And he goes, "Let's make sure you're an adult. What's 8 times 4?" And I don't know what 8 times 4 is. Off the top of my head, I didn't have my phone next to me or anything, so I can like go on my calculator to see what 8 times 4 is. So I went, "Oh, don't watch Blippi on normal YouTube because I don't know what 8 times 4 is." I went to him. I went, "What's 8 times 4 means?" And he didn't know. So I was like, "Oh, well, don't watch it on normal YouTube because I don't know what 8 times 4 is either." But wow, I am shocked, and he made me like sob. He's never made me sob other than when I couldn't see him. He's never made me sob that much. Like, that little bit of tears in like ages. But you know what kid has? Logan. Because he's so, when I stayed in his Troubles of Week once. Well, in his mum's Troubles of Week once. I didn't get fed. That's a whole different story, but I didn't get fed. The odd night I got like KFC or she made something, but then mostly I didn't get fed. So I was always going to bed hungry, or going to get something. She has a little sweet drawer, going to get something from a sweet drawer. Don't know how I was functioning without eating proper food, but I was. Yeah. I can't believe I just slept about that. I'm gonna stop again. I'm gonna tell it again. I'm gonna have something comes up and sitting there like, "Oh my god, it's just so gorgeous, you know." I'll be sobbing. But yeah. Also, I'm filming it on this on Sunday, and if you don't know, I've just had a song come on. It's called "Looking for Me." If you've heard the actual real song, then hey yeah. But it's basically a cover, it's not even like my own song, but I absolutely love this song. I don't know why I'm connecting to Bluetooth right now to play it. Even though I don't like the part where it goes, "Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Try to make a difference, try to make a way." Why? What's that connected to? Hold on, me soundbar that I'm trying to connect to is connected to something that was connected to something off something. Yeah, too. Was that English?
No.
I bet it was connected to like a bear. I was just connected to that. Try to make a difference, try to make a way. It's connected to something again. What's it connected to? Is my laptop connected to it? Maybe it is. It is. Probably my laptop was working probably because it doesn't like Bluetooth. It doesn't like that soundbar with Bluetooth. Honestly, it really doesn't. Because every time I try and connect to my laptop like glitches a little bit. But when I connect to everything else, it's fine. But yeah, I have mixed RX-1s as well. Is that like, is Mix like Mix with 2X? Is that like a really popular brand? Because I have headphones from them. I have Mix RX-1s. I think they're like kind of new. I only got them last year. Like, kind of like halfway through last year. And they're really good actually. And you can plug them into your laptop and everything. And I only ever use them plugged into my laptop, but I use them Bluetoothly to my phone. Anyway, this is a little part of my song that, well, the cover of the song I made that, yeah. I like this one. I like this part. It goes, "Oh yeah. Oh yeah." Because the only karaoke bar I can find, it doesn't have the "oh yeah" in it, so. That's what I say. Wait, I want to tell you how I filmed it. So I on the laptop as next to headphones. Like the ones that the Mix RX ones. And The actual song playing in one ear, and I was recording not the other. Like I said, I had headphones in, like the Apple headphones, and I was holding it. So that's what I filmed. Because that where that just went diddle-it-da, I was just started singing. But you carry on saying, oh yeah. So this is like behind the scenes. I'll just go through the whole song and do behind the scenes. You go 3 times here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Heard you been looking for me. Heard you been looking for me. Yeah. Heard you been looking for me. 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 Yeah. Heard you been looking for me. Heard you been looking for me. If you want to know, the album is called Back to 2020, and if you're watching on Spotify and you can pause it, the little thing where you can zoom into it is because I upload it as a video, and when I do the music video to it, I'm going to re-upload, I'm going to upload another one and put the video of it where you can watch the video. Right now I do not have a music video planned, but I don't know how it's going to go. I want to try and do it where I'm kind of performing it, because I actually want to do a performance of it right after I do this podcast. But I'm not going to be actually singing. I'm going to be doing the actual song, but putting my audio over it and then uploading it to Spotify, because I want to have a music video, the actual video and the lyric video. And I don't know when I'm going to do the lyric video. But if you want to listen to the actual song, it's by Paul Wolford or something, and someone else, and it's called Looking For Me. It's called Looking For Me here. I don't know if it's actually called Looking For Me, but it goes, I heard you been looking for me, heard you been looking for me, I heard you been. I love that song so much, honestly. It's just come back into our family, because me and my mom's like these. Yeah, we're gonna go back to this song.
Difference in the words you say. I know you feel a difference, not a go away. No, I was made you wrong. I haven't been you wrong. I haven't been you wrong. I haven't been you wrong. I heard you been looking for me. Heard you been looking for me. Yeah. Heard you been looking for me. Heard you been looking for me.
Oh, I forgot the part right.
Oh yeah.
I like this song. I like this part where it goes, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'll get used to it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Trying to make a difference, trying to make a way. Trying to make a difference, trying to make you stay. Cause I will make you want, I have something you want. I have something you want.
I swear I got the part wrong. I said, I have something you mean, isn't it? I don't know. We'll see the actual song after this.
You feel like ecstasy.
If you hear me then, not on the actual song, I go, because in the actual song it does that little vocal, but I was meant to go over and edit it and do the ooh again, but because I'd only just woke up like 10 minutes before doing it, my vocals were not good, so yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I love how I can feel music. So I love when you can feel music.
Bam, bam, da, da,
Right, we're gonna listen to the actual song. I'm gonna turn it up louder because I don't know if you even hear that. But if you wanna listen to that song, you can listen to it on Spotify and anywhere where you listen to this podcast.
Offering $1.
And you can listen to it on YouTube, you can listen to it anywhere. I'm currently logged into me Jordan DeMello topic because it's on Jordan DeMello topic as well. If anyone even watches that channel, but you know, no one does. Oh my god, Bewitched came back and the song that they. I'm gonna do the song first and I'll show you the song that they put up. It's called Birthday. And when I went to watch Blue, they actually performed it. I don't know if it's. I think I have it on Instagram, so I listened to it before they uploaded it. I'm gonna turn this off. I love this song so much. Honestly. I want to say, mine doesn't have that like explosion. I don't think anyway, we'll check mine again and all that. For this, yeah. I'm starting to get used to it now because that kind of sounds like mine.
Heard you've been looking for me. Heard you've been looking for me. Yeah. Heard you've been looking for me. 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 Yeah. Heard you've been looking for me. Heard you've been looking for me.
Right, so you get to drift. So this is a song that Bewitched uploaded, and I listened to it when it came on Blue on the 15th of December. Da-da-da.
Da-da. I'm gonna say, and you gotta do what you want now. I'm gonna say, if you want it, then you better be strong now. Before, no, no, no. This is the way you got me under your spell. I'm feeling good
for something. I did turn an old video into 4K because they put this song up 2 days ago and it's in 4K.
Mommy always wants you to come for tea. Don't be shy. Straighten up your tie. Get down from the treehouse in the sky. I wanna know, just wanna do. Is it very big? Is the room for two? I got a house with the windows and doors. I'll show you mine. Show me yours. Gotta let me in. Hey. Let the fun begin. Hey. I'm the wolf today. I'll love,
they were on this morning as well, the other day as well. I love Bewitched. I wonder if I can find them. I'm going to play on my Instagram. I'm going to go on my Instagram right now. And oh my god, please hold on. Miss Brown Rides again. I want to go on tour. Wait, we're at Manchester. Oh my god, that's close. Liverpool Empire Feet. Oh my god, I'm going. When? Wednesday 20th, Thursday 21st. Wait, so that's not my birthday, is it? Is it on my birthday? I'll go on my birthday. Honestly, I will. When? Oh. Wait, are they this month? Oh, mate, they're not this month, Ben, are they? Oh my god, I wanna go. Stop it, I wanna go. Happy Mummy's Day! Oh my god. Look at that 8 a.m. that came out, and it's 6:25 p.m. Wait, anyway, back to Bloom. I wanna see if I film them doing it. Yeah, so this is Castle Jackson. Okay, I can be kind of. You can play your games, you can say what you like. I'm all listening. I love Megan McKenna. I watched a video yesterday. It was it went what's it called? It went all I ever wanted was this. Wait, Sweet Caroline. It sounds weird because I it's like recorded the audio. Yeah. Anyway, Bewitched. This is the start of Bewitched. I have like some. I have a Bewitched. I blame the weatherman. I blame it on the weatherman. Oh, there's more. Nobody, don't make it easy. Yeah, I might be overreaching. Yeah, maybe I'm with someone else. It's all about timing. It's all about timing. Yeah, I just can't help myself. I have picked up on this. There's no more denying. Denying. I will bring you into light like a song I can't forget. And I know that I will love you. I just haven't met you yet. Wait, what's this one? Let you know that we're in love. Wait, I didn't go back to school that week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're just old pictures. Is it raining? Anyway. I can't believe I didn't film it because I bet someone did and he didn't put it out until the song came out. Last post dates available. That's from me, clothing line. No mistake. Wait, is what song's Roller Coaster? Oh my god, 10 years ago. Oh, I thought it was just the. I thought, oh. Wait, what did it go like?
Tomorrow begins today with networks.
Oh, four.
At Kenco, we're celebrating
Oh, yeah.
100 uplifting years of great tasting
As you
coffee.
can tell, I don't have YouTube Premium. Song that one when I went to Blue. I just know which one's the song. Say la vie, say you will, say you won't, say you'll do what I don't, say it's true, say to me, say la vie. They performed that the other day. Although everything's just like say la vie, say la vie, say la vie. Live from Disneyland in 1999. Let me in. Hey, let the fun begin. Hey. Well, imagine I'd love to perform in Disneyland. I swear they said they have more songs coming. It's that's I've just watched a video. It goes, us explain how we got the name Bewitch. How did he get the name of Bewitched?
Yeah,
I
think
it's
that.
Since many didn't know where there is twins in Bewitched, well, neither did Sinead.
Sinead, you didn't even know we were twins.
I know.
I totally remember, like, one of the first conversations I ever had with you wondering, why is this girl telling me all her life woes and all her personal information? Like, I literally don't even know it.
I know, right?
And all the while, there's poor Kiwi thinking this girl that I'm
fly on me telling the cat's gone for it. Ha! Go on, Milo, you can get it, girl. It's going for a fly. It's been going for this exact fly all day. Where is it? It's looking at my curtains. I think it's on the curtains. Oh, yeah, it is on the curtains. Do not pull my curtains down. I swear to God. Because two cats that we've had, Misty and Simba, climb up curtains and the ones in the living room. And it always gets to the top. Milo, don't you be getting ideas. But it's just looking at me like that. So don't start climbing up curtains because they will fall down, honestly. They're not even put up properly. Anyway, I'm going to go for a little bit and perform that song and maybe film a music video. So, you know, I'll see you later. Hi, it's been a while. This is the first part I've just said was filmed in March. On March 19th. And today's the 17th of April. And I haven't been on anything to do with podcasts for a while. Like, I haven't talked to my phone for a while unless I was on the phone with someone, right? And you know what? Like, I've had 2 weeks off school and I haven't filmed one bit or anything. I don't think I've vlogged or anything for YouTube or anything in these past 2 weeks. Anyway, I'm back to school tomorrow. It's Monday. Everyone's back to school today, but I go back tomorrow. Even though I'm not actually meant to be in tomorrow. But they have to cancel my thing because I can't get there. So, that's it, sad. I'm sitting on my bed. I'm watching Modern Family. And yesterday when I was on TikTok, I didn't pause TikTok. I took screenshots of the TikTok. And it was of people taking, like, 0.5 pics of the Modern Family cast, right? And the one with Gloria is so funny. If I could share it with you, I would. But I don't know how to do that. Anyway. I'm trying to think, what should I talk about? In the past, like, 2 weeks, I've been out with my mates twice. Like, on April 8th, my friend's birthday, Sophie, we went to Speak Retail, and we went in the cinema, and all that. We were all, like, shops, and then went in the cinema, and watched the new Mario movie, which I still have them songs stuck in my head. I walk around the house going or I go like peaches, 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 peaches. That was like such a jam. I walked out singing that. Like when we finished watching it, I walked out singing it. And on the same day I went to watch it, Ray's, my cousin went to watch it. Oh my god, both my cousins went to watch it on the same day. Like Kayla, my favourite cousin in the world, went to watch it on the same day. And then my other cousin Andy, who was obsessed with Mario, went to watch it. But we all went in different places and all probably at different times because I went late. Kinda. Anyway, what's the song about? Song about Mario.
I walked out listening, singing to Mario, so the Peaches one. My cousin went to watch it.
Oh, we went to different times. I went like later. I went like, we went in. Wait, I want to find out what time we went in. I don't know if I find out what time you got in, like, but I'll look at the times that the films were in or something. I think it was 7:30.
Okay, I don't want to go on this email, I can't be bothered. We just watched it on Saturday. And then on Monday, we went back to go to Ninja Warrior, right? And before we went in, me and Sophie we got there for a certain time, I forgot what time we got there for. And it was like 10 to 2 or something, or 2 or something, right? So we had an hour. And we're waiting for Sadie to come, right? So we were in a few shops, and we went in a pound shop. And we went, after Ninja Warrior, we'll come back here and get these. And then after Ninja Warrior, we went around a few more shops. And we went to go back to Poundland, it was shut. Like, it shut early. And we decided, oh, let's go in clothes shops and choose some clothes and put them on. And that is what we did. We actually went in shops and I put clothes on. I got stuck in a belt. Can believe it or not. I got stuck in a belt. Anyway, I'm gonna go. So yeah.
Hi.
Shalom, Jackie Waggy. So, I was just on TikTok and like report things that I've put in. I put in this one report about someone who, like, I've only got two reports about someone's content, right? Because one was like sexual and it came up, and one was harassment and bullying to someone. I'm gonna get into it and tell you why now. So basically, it was this video of someone acting like they're police in Runcorn, stopping someone who my family knows, right? Who is transgender, and like making fun of them, right? Just a catchy phone because I'm supposed to fall off in bed. And they go, where'd you get your nails done? And all that, and like taking the piss all about him, hair, whatever, you know, I don't know the pronoun. And the person doesn't know where they are. They're like stressed out because they don't know where they are and like getting stopped by fake police. And like, I've just been back and I just looked at it because I haven't ever got a response on that. And it says, no action's being taken because there's nothing wrong with this video. How is there nothing wrong with the video? Where it's literally like transphobic, basically, it's like transphobic. And it's like bullying to a trans person who is just trying to get from where they've just had a gig rather with the arson guy. Like, where they just had a gig to getting home, getting stopped by fake people, fake police. Which, by the way, is what's it called? What's it, when you go, you know, when you like act like you're someone else, impersonation, something like that, it's like, which is illegal, like, impersonation's not really, like, say if you're doing an accent of like someone, but going out and being them and all, like, being, acting like you're police and stopping someone is illegal. And the fact that they stopped them and, like, literally as well, it's also kind of new to see as well this video, because the person we know is like who my family knows is outside the car going, I'm transgender, because on the driving license it's Joanne Stone, and the name in real like is Herbie Graham, right? And the name before transition is Herbie Graham, by the way, that's what I mean. And they go, you're not Joanne Stone, you don't look like a Joanne Stone. And the one that's like so stressed and everything, so nervous, goes, do you want me to get my tits out for you? And they go, yeah, I want you to get your tits out for me. And so the person that, so Joanne gets a tits out, like shows them that she's transgender, like doesn't get the full tits out, just shows them, like, you know, that she has a breast. And it's like, it's just so weird. Like, I reported it and like it hasn't been took down. And I've reported the video. The account for it's like Jason Basterfield or something. And every single video is them doing something stupid, acting like police, jumping in freezing cold rivers, all this, like, stupid stuff, and it's not getting sucked down. It's not even getting the thing put on saying it's dangerous, or, you know, and it's an illegal thing that they're doing. Stop acting like police. And I can't believe the video is still up myself, you know, because it's honestly, like, really rude that they have done that. And now the person that was, like, involved in the video will not have a TikTok, won't go on TikTok, won't go on social media, because they're scared that it's going to be, like, all over social media now. And it's so weird that people even put that up. And, yeah. So, yeah. It's, like, really disgusting, like, what they put up there. And it needs to be sucked down, and you just won't take it down. And I know it's Jeremy reports, because I was reporting another video. Because in the video, they show a vibe. Like, it's, like, it goes, single life in the caption. And it's, like, a video of them throwing stuff on the bed. And it's, like, rose petals and face creams and all that. And then it just goes, oh, vibrator and something else. I don't know what the other things are, because I don't know female products or whatever people use. And the captions literally like hashtag single life, hashtag happy Valentine's Day. And the date of it is Valentine's Day 2 years ago. And it popped up for me and was like, hey, you might like this video. I'm like, no thanks, I don't like vibrators, thanks. And he probably won't even take this down. But so how come they don't take down bullying, they don't take down sexual activity, they don't take down, I've saw fights on TikTok, I've saw everything on TikTok, how come they don't take that down, but they take down people for being under the age of 13, and they even take down people that are 13, like, they took me down, and I was 13, and I'm not actually 13, I don't believe it, like, I don't know if they didn't believe the fact that I had a face of hair. Like, my face was covered in hair, right? Like, beards, everything. And he didn't believe I was 13. And, like, yeah, it's weird. But they take down all that stuff, but they don't take down this. It's just, like, weird. Like, probably transphobic and everything. This is for the people that listen this far into my podcast, because I feel like people don't listen this far into the podcast, because I feel like no one ever talks about this. Right, so, if you guys know, I am in between friend groups right now. And I'm going to tell you the reason. Basically, in me other friend group, right, I started being called things, right, like, offense. Like, I actually went to my counselor, I was told them, and he said to me, it's offensive what they're calling you. Basically, they're calling me a sex offender, right? And bear in mind, I've done nothing wrong. Or this is what I've heard and what I've been told. It's going round that one of my old best friends now, because she's obviously my best friend now, like, went round about me saying I stroked her arm, which I didn't do. And then that got in the friend group that I was a sex offender. And then I've heard by someone in my math class, who I'm not going to say names, but I was told that she's gone round saying I raped her. And I haven't heard anything about this, because I'm obviously not in the friend group now. I'm in, like, a new friend group, and they, like, actually care about me and everything. And, yeah, so so it went around, and I don't know if this is true, but I was just told this in math, that I was just told it's going around now that I've raped her, which I haven't done at all. Don't know when I would have raped her, because I haven't been by her since last week. So I haven't been by her since Thursday last week. So Thursday the 20th of April was the last time I was by her. Then I thought everything was fine after, like, I was on the table getting, like, told that I'm a sex offender and everything, great. Then on Friday, which was my birthday, right, she didn't come into school. There were still things going around about me. I was sitting with Liv and all that, who have literally been so nice to me after everything. Like, honestly, they've been the best, right? And I've been sitting with them and everything, and they've made me laugh and we've had a good time and everything. And yeah. And then, oh yeah, I want to talk about it, right? So, I thought that me and the person that's going around saying it was still mates. So I was texting her and being like, are you okay? Like, on Thursday night, I was texting her being like, are you coming to school tomorrow? And she was like, no. I was like, can you please come into my birthday and all that? And she was like, no, I'm not going to come in or anything. And then on Friday after school, I got messages. Don't remember what these messages said, just know I got messages or people saying stuff to me on Friday. And it went around school on Friday saying I was a sex offender and everything. Like, it was getting chanted around the school. And then Friday night, I put on my story on Snapchat, love yous all, see yous all soon. Like, I was honestly going to kill myself, right? And then I was getting messages being like, you okay? And you okay? Like, don't do it or anything. All right, like all that. So, then Saturday, I blanked everyone for, like, hours. The person that has spread it texted me. I left it undelivered for 19 hours. It'd been that long where it's still like when you have your birthday and it's in on Snap, it's the right birthday and all that. It put all your messages come through as presents, so it's like a Snap. It's like a chat thing normally pops up when you have a new chat from somewhere, and then but it like had a gift wrapped on it, right? That's how long it was there for. It was still at that, and it was the 22nd of April. And then I texted everyone, was like, I'm okay, and all that. Then on Sunday night, I got a message from one of the girls' mates going, are you in any of blank's lessons tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, I've got a few by because like we had this Liverpool thing, right? And she goes, right, well, do me a favour, don't go near her, don't talk to her, don't look at her, don't do anything. It was going, you've made her uncomfortable, you've made her this, blah, 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 all this stuff, right? And I'm sitting there reading it, I'm like, what the hell? Like, thinking about it, like, what the hell? And then I blocked her. I blocked the person that texted me. And the person that was present was texting me going, you may as well, like, I kept getting out of this group. And she was going, you may as well just let us say it, because if you don't let her say it, she'll put you all over a story and everything. And I was like, I'm not asked. She can put me all over a story all she wants. I'm not fucking asked. I didn't let her speak to me, right? And I had unblocked the person that was texting me, right? Which I had let her talk to me, the person that was texting me. I've unblocked her by now because it didn't pop up saying she was blocked for some reason. So I thought, oh, I'll unblock and see if it's, and then block her again. And then the next, on Monday, she had texted me saying, she had texted me, I saw these messages, it was from the day before. And it was going, it said, you've made her feel uncomfortable. She won't even come into school. She should be able to come into school and feel comfortable and all that. And I was like, thinking about it. I was like, if she weren't comfortable to come into school, if that's what she's saying, she isn't comfortable to come into school, why did she come into school on Monday? Because last time I checked, if you're not comfortable to go somewhere, you don't go in. So why would she come in on Monday after saying to someone that she's not comfortable to go into school? You know what I mean? Because I know for a fact if I was not comfortable to go somewhere, I wouldn't go. Anyway, and it was going like, why are you blanking me for? Hashtag being blank for 19 minutes. All this stuff. And then she texted me again going, can I ask why you're talking about me around your school? Because I told, like, literally, like, a few people what she was messaging me. Right. So I blocked her again. Right. And then, I want to say this, actually. So, today's Thursday, yes. So, yesterday was Wednesday, right? On PA, right, I was sitting outside. Like, we were, like, it was me, my little PE group, and then the girls' PE group is outside. Like basically kind of close to each other, right? So me and Liv were standing in between the girl one and the boy one, right? And we were literally, we were like sitting there talking. Did I say standing? We were standing, then we sat down, basically, right? Because no one's going to stand for a whole hour. We sat down, and we were talking on our phones and everything. And then we both got up at the end of the lesson, because my group went in first, right? So I was walking dead slow. And Liv goes, Jordan, have I got grass on my bum? So I look, and I go, no, have I? And she goes, yeah. So I start wiping the grass off my ass, right? And I look over, and I look at the girl spreading all the stuff, and she's there staring at my ass whilst I'm wiping grass off it. Which I was told after it that there weren't even grass on it by Liv, like the one that told me it was. She was like, there weren't actually grass on you, by the way, I was just saying it. I was like, oh. I told her that she was staring at me, and she was like, "E?" And I was like, I don't know, what the hell, like, why the fuck would she stare at me whilst I'm wiping my ass? Like, whilst I'm wiping the grass off my ass, why is she looking at me? It's a bit weird. So, basically my friends were there. And I want to say something, right, as well, which I was thinking about, right, on her birthday, right, on the girl spreading stuff about me's birthday, right, I went out with her. It was me, her, someone else, like, and then two other people, right. We went out, we went to the retail. We go round the shops. We went and watched a movie together. We went everywhere, right? So then, this was earlier on in April, right? And then on my birthday, she decides, I'm not going to do anything with them. Not going to come into school to see them. Not going to say happy birthday to them. I don't think she said to say happy birthday to me. I don't remember saying happy birthday to me. And it's like mad. I'd done everything for it with her. I said happy birthday to her. I went out with her. And she didn't even come to school. I don't remember saying happy birthday to me. The last message I texted on my birthday was, I think it's best that we don't talk for a bit or something. That might have been on my birthday or a few days after. But I remember Thursday night sobbing. Because no one was going to come in for my birthday, right? Like, no one I could talk to was going to come in on my birthday, right? And then Friday night was crying because something had happened. What was it that happened? Friday night again. I forget what happened Friday night again, you know. I'll have to go through everything and just find out what happened Friday night, because I know for a fact something happened Friday night, because I remember crying Friday night. Then Sunday night, didn't cry somehow. That was the worst night. But now nothing happens. Except for, actually, I want to say as well, my sister rang, the one that was spreading this stuff about me, right? And then the person that was spreading this stuff about me was texting me going, why is your sister ringing me? I had asked her, why don't you feel comfortable coming in around me, right? Just to get, like, a reason. And she was, I'm not answering that. And then proceeded to ask me questions. Like, why is your sister ringing me? And I was like, because she can, maybe. Because she doesn't like when a brother gets called stuff, you know. Like, you know what I mean? Why are my drawers turning white? Like, my drawers are grey and it's like, starts to turn and white about it, and I turn around, they're all white. But yeah, it's a bit weird. So yeah, it's nice to live and everything. I'm loving that where I'm sitting now. I'm actually every single day I text Liv, I text Amber, I text Eva, I go, I love you so much, and the message that I get back from is like, I love you too, like, love you lots and everything. But if I used to text thing, like the one that was spreading stuff about me, I used to text her saying love you, and she'd go, Another thing was that that's weird as well, because I used to tell her I love her, and she'd say, and like, that's not a normal response, like, at all. And like, you know what I mean? If you mate with someone and they say I love you too, yeah. like, you say I love you back to them, don't you? Like, I say, yeah, I love you to everyone. And, you know what I mean? It's a bit weird. And it's like mad. And I feel like everyone that's listening knows who I'm talking about, by the way. I don't know, I keep saying, like, the girl has presents about me. I feel like he's all know who it is, but I'm still not going to say who it is. But yeah, it's weird. It's mad. But I remember texting her and I went, I think it's best for now just not to speak to each other, not to message each other or anything. And then Liv was saying to me, you don't need friends like her in your life. And she was going, if she says anything, text back. Like, if she texts you, text back, but don't text her. You know what I mean? Like, don't text her for a conversation. Just, if she texts you, text back in the shortest way possible so you won't have a conversation. And, yeah. It's just weird, honestly. And, yeah. And then a TikTok disappeared, right? No, not experience about me. And the first thing she texts me, like, not even saying hi, she went, what's just happened to my TikTok or something like that? I was like, I don't know why. And she went, I've just been logged out. I was like, oh, I don't know, but I haven't even got your password to log you back in or anything. So, like, it was mad. It was just that. And then that was the end of the conversation. Like, didn't even say hi. Just went, what just happened to my TikTok? I was like, I don't know. What's happened to your TikTok? And it was, like, mad. But yeah. I'm also, because Colleen Ballinger just got an Android raise, I'm trying my best not to get one. Because what I mean by that is, Colleen Ballinger used to squeal and everything, and I started squealing. And since she's had the nodule, and she was, like, saying, like, it's because I don't, like, you, like, learn to use your voice properly, don't you? She ain't using it properly. Like, she stopped using it properly, and she got a nodule or something like that. And I know for a fact I do not use my voice, my voice cords normal, like, properly. Vocal cords, as they're called. I don't use them properly. Like, it's like, I googled it, it was like, singing too much, like, singing unsupportedly, singing like this, like, mad. It was, like, proper mad. Or, like, talking too loud or something like that. It's, like, mad. I was like, I'm definitely gonna get an audio now. Because all I do is sing. Like, I walk around my house singing. Like, you can ask anyone in my house. I walk around this house singing Heaven by Niall Horan or Karma by Taylor Swift. All you hear in this house is Karma by Taylor Swift, not even gonna lie. And just recently I've started playing the Karma extended version by That's All Made. It's basically, it's one she uses in the Eras tour. She, like, at, like, the last song in the set list is Karma. And it just, at the end, it doesn't just finish, like, at the, where it normally ends. It carries on going for longer. Like, wait, I'm trying to think of what the song goes. Like, it finishes with, And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Cause Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. I don't know. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. I didn't even answer for you. It's not sweet like that. I don't know how it finishes. Oh, it goes, Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma's a relaxing thought. And it goes... Like, it finishes and like carries on. It goes, and then carries on. And it's where Taylor takes a bow and says thank you to everyone, like, who was there and everything. And, like, goes, like, give it up for the band, people. And it's, like, what she does. Anyway, yeah, that's what she does. And that's all I walk around this house singing now. And for some reason, Best Bejeweled. For some reason, Bejeweled comes to my head. When I'm, like, thinking the Karma, actually, my head just goes, best believe I'm still Bejeweled when I'm rocking the room. I can still make the whole place shimmer. Yeah. Nah, but I'm, like, really scared I'll get an audio, so if I just tell myself every time I start singing, you will get an audio if you carry on. Do you reckon? But I don't want to stop, though. I wouldn't want to stop. Because I feel like if I just stop singing, I'll forget how to sing. And then, like, you know what I mean? I'll just forget how to sing. And then, when I go to sing, it'll just be voice crack after voice crack after voice crack, and then that'll get me in a tune. I'm only saying that because me thirsty in a little bit, because I haven't had a drink in, like, half an hour. And I've talked for ages, haven't I? So, like, that's all I can think of, is, like, the fact that I need a drink so much that me thirsty. And it's, like, making me think about Colleen with a... Right, so it's either a nodule or a hemorrhage. She has either one of the two. Because it's, like, confusing, right? So you could have... A hemorrhage is when... I think it's when a vocal cord pops or something. Or, like, you bleed in your vocal cords or something. A nodule is a lump in your throat. Next to your vocal cords that make it, like... Like, your vocal cords vibrate. It makes it hard for them to vibrate and move. And then, it, like, your voice comes out differently. And you can't talk. And if you're in Colleen Ballinger's case, when every time she was on tour, after it, she lost the voice. And the last time she was on tour, she lost it during tour. So, like, when she was trying to sing, nothing came out. So, it would have came out like this. It would have came out as a... That's my like that. Oh, I just like screams at the end of that. Like it comes out like that. Basically, but a voice crack isn't like that. A voice crack is really, like, I'll be singing, I'll go back to this voice or something. Like I'm gonna try my best to voice crack here. Best believe I'm still a bit drunk when I walk. Like it's like singing and you just like go into your normal voice. Wait. Just like if you try your best to just make a squeaky voice and voice crack off it through. Wait. A bit like that, except like it's worse. And then if I don't know if anyone else does it right, but when I voice crack when I'm singing, right, it's like because I do a little bit, right, like a voice crack a little bit, and like new songs that I'm trying to do, like on that, I can't get back into me voice to sing, so I finish that sentence voice cracked, and I'm like, oh my god, stop it now. And if I'm filming it or I'm doing it live or something, I'm like, fucking take me back now. Let me redo that. Or if you have watched, I probably go, oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. It was my fault. It was the fact that I like to voice crack a little bit. You know what I mean? Nah, but it's forever funny that. Anyway, gonna go. See you whenever I see you. This podcast is took ages to be filmed. So, yeah. What's the last segment to run? Probably. But I feel like... Wait, I'm shutting blinds. I decided. Hold on. I was asked today by Millie. It was about my podcast. Because I don't really film podcasts that much anymore. Like, I don't even know how long this one was. I thought it was like 20 minutes. But she went to me, so you just listen to all that random shit for like an hour. I was like, no, not really, because it's segments. You don't just like, for some people, at least just sit there and just film for a whole hour. But for me, it's like film for however long, and then you know, go away, do stuff for every, like, because this episode started getting filmed in like March. The 26th of March, I think it was. Wait, I'll find out for them. This was first recorded on the... Oh my god. The 19th of March. That's mad. Where did I get 27th from? Oh, because it's 27th of April. That, it was recorded as well. It's like... So, it's taken over a month to get this filmed. Oh my god, why is it like over a month? I feel like I'm like so over that, but like now I'm not really, like I used to be on the phone all the time, and obviously now I'm not, so I feel like I have more time now to maybe talk for now, but I just don't know what to go on, like, talk about really, because nothing interesting happens, and like literally what's happened today is in my last lesson. I don't think I'm gonna tell you about it even. In my last lesson, I was getting stared at. Like, Reese, so I was getting stared at, Reese. And I side-eyed. Like, I was like, what the fuck are you looking at me? Like, that's like side-eye. And then they kept staring at me, the people that was like staring at me, Reese. And I was like, me and Liv were just sitting, like, it was me and Liv on the same table. And then them on another one. And we were like sitting there, like, why the fuck are we getting stared at? Like, we were saying it was making us feel uncomfortable, Reese. And I kept side-eyeing. And I was putting my book in front of my face as well. Because it was uncomfortable. I knew they were staring at me. I didn't want to be able to look at me. So I was like, oh, put my book in front of my face and then they'll look away. Or something, or they'll give up. They never for the whole lesson. And they kept talking about us. And I was talking to Liv and I was going, are they still looking? Are they still looking? And she was like, no. And she was going, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. Because I could also see them, like, in the corner of my eye without side eye, and I could see, and I was like looking at them to see if they were looking at me. But also, I feel like every time I looked at them, like paid attention to them, I was side eyeing. But like, there was one point where they said I was side eyeing, and I went. Like, I was looking straight forward because I don't like side eyeing a lot. And also, I'm like the worst side eyeer in the world, so like, you know what I mean? And it was like mad. And then after school, I was on my way home, and when I got home, it was like a few hours after I got home, Reese, I text one of them and was like, why are you looking at me today? And he went, I don't know, actually ask one of the other people, and I asked the other one, and he'll go, we ain't even looking at you. I was like, yeah, you swear, you were staring at me, I could see you. And they go, and you kept eyeing us. And then they said they weren't staring, and then said they were staring. And then was going there, I'm not going to argue with Jordan Murphy about saying this. And I was like, well, I'm not going to argue. I called one of them a perv, not going to lie. Like, I called one of them a perv because he was staring at me, right? And then they went, if you want to call me a perv, say it to my face. I went, no. because I'm not going to go up to, because I don't like conversation at all. So don't want to go up to someone and call them a perv, thanks. And you were going, you're not liked, and all that. And I was like, okay. But the thing is, I put my story right on Snap. I went, I love how people, like, act as if I'm scared of them, is it? Like, when I'm not, because if you cause something with me, you know, you're just going to get put on my podcast. Like, honestly. Like, I'm going to talk about you on the air. Because it gives me conversation with myself. And I was like, it gives me a time to go over it again and be like, you know what I mean? It gives me time to go over what's happened. Like, I asked them about the things that happened with you know who. Yeah, it gives me the opportunity to talk about it to myself and to go over what's happened and all that. You know what I mean? Like, I go over everything on podcast or on film or whatever. And I also haven't filmed a YouTube video in ages. It's a bit mad. My video, I done the lyrics to Niall Horan's Heaven, and I got like 5,000 views, and I was like pooping myself. And then I put the lyric video up yesterday. I don't know how many views it's got because I haven't checked, but it was a new song, Meltdown, which came out the other day. Didn't it come out the 27th of April? Or something, I forget. But yeah. We're in May now. Like, it's the 3rd of May. And I might also put this up on the 3rd of May. Because this has been in me drafts for, like, too long. So yeah. We're probably about an hour in now. And all I've talked about is shit. Millie said she gets bored of it. Like, she said I put it on for, like, 10 minutes and I got bored. And I was like, yeah, same. I didn't even listen to them. I just film them and post them, you know what I mean? I don't like, go back and listen to them and see what I've said. Like, I don't go through and be like, oh, this could be... Like, what I mean is, I could say something about someone, right? I could say something that's happened, right? I'd upload it without even listening to what I've said. Like, this could have been ages ago I've said something, right? And I wouldn't even listen to it before I put it up, and then I put it up, and then, like... Like, no one ever brings up, actually, I was going to say, I could get told something, and... But, like, no one really brings up this podcast. Like, all I get brought up is that I have a podcast, really. That's it. It doesn't even get brought up that, like, if you search name here. Come on. Well, not my name, but like the names used for this podcast. If you search that, it comes up on Google and like pictures of me come up and everything, which is very scary, by the way. Just saying. It's very, very scary when people say that about my podcast, because I'm like, oh my god, what have I said on my podcast? Because like when someone says that, I'm like, what have I said about this person on my podcast? Like, say if like someone came up to me and said your podcast is like good or something, I'll think, what have I said about this person on my podcast? Like, I would think, oh, that's nice. I'll think, what the fuck have I said about this person? Even though I probably haven't said anything about the person, but you know. Oh, TikTok removed the, you know, the sunlight filter, right? Whatever it is, the sunlight, the light filter, but people use it for their eye. They took it on. Like, they've actually full on took it down. And I was like, wow, why? Why did I know I took it down? And, because before I went to do it for my TikTok, and it was like with the eye one. And I had to use a different filter because I saw someone else say that it was stuck down, and the filter they used was like the soft filter, so I used that soft filter. And it's actually an okay filter. But yeah. But before you start judging me, I was practically blind when I was filming that TikTok, because the sun was shining through my window and I couldn't see a single thing. So yeah. Oh my god, it's 9:10 o'clock. I have school tomorrow. I can't believe it's Thursday today, Wednesday today. Oh yeah, it's like mad, because it feels like I've been in every single day this week, and I haven't. I've been off 2 days, because Monday was bank holiday and Saturday, Tuesday was a strike. So yeah, I say Tuesday as if it went yesterday. I feel like I have to say Tuesday because it's a podcast. People aren't gonna be listening the second they go though. Anyway, yeah, bye. Okay. I'm going to upload this now, because I cannot be bothered filming anymore, and I'll forget for like 10 more years. Oh, yes. Wait, did I tell you? So, I'm going to finish off with this story. So, if you are in my school and you remember Miss Ganey, she was my old form teacher, and she was a science teacher as well. She follows me on Facebook now. Wait, I feel like that's weird, but literally, she was my favourite teacher in that school, right? And she follows me on Instagram, on Facebook now. I always, like, do you ever, like, sit there and think, what's something, like, you go in this, like, weird mood, and you're like, not like, you get, like, this weird feeling, even, and you're, like, in a moment of realisation, like, for me, like, today, I looked at my name written on a whiteboard, right? And I looked at it, and I went, isn't it mad we have names? I literally went, isn't it mad we have names? Like, we get called things like, me, Jordan. Like, I read my name on the board today. I can't describe the feeling, but it was like, I read my name on the board today, and I was like, whoa, like, we have names. But I get called Jordan, Liv gets called Liv, like, Amber gets called Amber. Except for most of the time she gets called Amber or something. Amber or something. I've already said that, that's twice. Don't think you're going to see things jumping. It's just me, I say a lot of things twice. You know, I hate when kids say things twice. Or, like, more than once. Like that's the definition of twice. But like more than twice or something. Like they come to me and they go like they say the same thing over and over and over again. Like it's mad, like it's hard to, like, you know, like, and this is hard to describe, but like what I mean is like when a kid comes up to you and they go like, say, I need a wee, right? Let's just say that. I don't know why. What's the only thing that came to my head? Because when I said the only thing that came to my head, what I mean is my nephew. Literally only asks, like, only comes over to him because says to him, it's like, oh, I need a wee. Whenever they just go, actually. Now he says, can I get a drink or can I have some milk or something? But my nephew doesn't say the same thing over and over again. He says it once. Which I love about my nephew, but, like, Except it's just a random kid needs a drink. We'll say that. They go like, can I get, I need a drink. And they'll go, I need a drink. I need a drink. I need a drink. Or something like that. I feel like I need a drink over and over again. Doesn't piss me off though. But like, oh, there used to be a kid that knows that used to do this. Like say the exact same thing over and over again. Like, it's mad. But yeah. It's like, really weird. Anyway, what was I saying before I got on kids? I had the feeling of realization or something. Yeah, that's what I was saying. No, but like, the moment when you realize stuff, like, as well. Like, oh, you know what else I realized? This was a few days ago. I have the iPhone 11, right? So it's like one of the first phones that came up, like, that came out with, like, the swipe up. It was like the, more like the four phones come out. iPhone X, iPhone XS, iPhone XR, iPhone 11, yeah. Sort of like the four phones that come out with, like, the swipey uppy thing. Right. And I think about it and yet, like, I'm like, my phone doesn't have a home button. Like, I realise it's, like, either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday or Tuesday. That's how long my weekend was. Because I stayed off Friday, right? But, like, it's mad, like, to describe, but, like, you real, like, today, like, not today. I realised that my phone had a swipey up thing on the home button. Even though I knew it, and, like, I knew it had it, obviously. But I realised that it had it, and it was, like, it was weird. What was it? What else was I going to say? What else did I realise? I was also thinking about it as well today. I swear to God, when people get, like, the swipey uppy phone, like, you know, the home button swipes up, no one ever goes back to a home button. I only know one person that's ever went back to a home button, and that's me. No, that's honestly me. I had the iPhone XR, and I went to, like, a little mini phone, like, the iPhone SE, like, the first generation, it's tiny, and, like, the square, and I was like, it's mad, and then I went to this phone after that. And my next phone will be, like, I don't know if it'll be, but it'll be a swipey, it'll be whatever Apple puts up, because I know for a fact my next phone's going to be an iPhone, because I honestly will never go back to a Samsung. Because I can't be bothered getting back to typing on them. Because the keyboard's different. But also, I feel like everyone gets iPhone now. And, like, no one gets Samsung. Like, I love Samsung as well, but iPhone's my number one right now. There's only one thing iPhone's though. You have to buy iCloud storage. Or you get hounded by these messages going, your iCloud storage has run out because you used up all your free one. Like, I don't even have an iCloud, by the way. Just saying. I don't have an iCloud. I put my email in. And it auto-generates me an iCloud, apparently. Because I have an iCloud. Like, I have an iCloud, but it's like I log into it using my actual email. Like, I put my email in, and it goes, oh, are you this person? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm that iCloud. And if I send emails, it sends me to iCloud for some reason. Like, if I send it on the actual Apple app thing. And I do have iCloud storage, but I have, like, the 2 terabyte one because every other one ran out. Nah, I don't like the family one. Because what if you have muggies on your phone and you have the family plan? All your muggies are going to be on everyone's phone in your family. That's a bit weird. I would never get the family one. The only thing I'd do is when I have kids, and up until they get to a certain age, they're gonna be on a family plan with me. So, like, you know, like, so I can do screen time and you can't buy anything or anything. Because, yeah. Because I wouldn't want my kids to buy anything on the internet. Even, like, I bet it would be by accident my kids would buy something on the internet. And I feel like I would get mad, but I wouldn't get, like, really mad. Like, I'd ask them, like, why they bought it, and if they said it was, like, an accident, I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, okay, can you not do that again? But I'd buy my family plan. Like, with the family plans on Apple, a parent gets reached out. Well, a parent gets an email or something saying, like, this kid is trying to buy this, and you say you approve it or you deny it. I watched a video, it was a person crying, saying that the kid had spent loads of money on Roblox, like $1,000 or something, like this is American, on Roblox, on Roblox, and a person that worked at Apple support responded, mind, why, I don't know why Apple hasn't reached out to you and said of this, like, and approved the charge. She used to work for, I don't know if you saw her, but she used to work for Apple, and she gave all the Apple tips, and she was like, they should have reached out to you before even letting the kid buy it, and the kid shouldn't have been able to change the iCloud password because they changed the password or something. Yeah, anyway, what else did I want to say? Oh yeah, there's a person on TikTok called Amelia, right? She's autistic and she lives in Scotland, I think, and she does videos, and I love these videos. It's like, if you're in the UK and you pay for a TV license, listen to this, right? It's like, if you don't use the BBC iPlayer and don't watch live TV, you do not have to pay for the TV license. Because I thought it was like, every time you buy a telly, you have to register that you have a telly, and your price goes up, because I thought that. Because I was told, apparently, by I don't know who. Like, I don't know why else I believe this, that when you buy a telly, you have to register. And they, like, just go, okay, adding this to your bill of how much your CV license is. And I really questioned it a lot. I really thought that that was what you do. But apparently it's if you watch live TV or BBC iPlayer. And she said they threaten to get people out to your house, but, like, nothing happens. They don't even send people out. And you haven't got a warrant to come into your house. So you can literally just say F off. Like, you can literally just go to them, fuck off. I don't want to know, or something, or like, or if they have proof of you watching live TV, then they can take you to court. But if you don't have proof of it, if you're watching YouTube or Netflix, they haven't got proof of you watching live TV. So like, if I was watching Netflix or Disney Plus or whatever, then they can't do it. Oh my God. The Kardashians comes out soon, and I can't wait to watch it, to season 3. Anyway, I feel like I need to make a whole extra podcast now, because I want to make a new podcast, right? So I want to have this one and another one, because what was my reason to have it? Yeah, to have two. I wanted my other podcast to be about something, but I forgot what it was going to be about, but it's just coming to me now that I wanted another one. I just didn't know what it was going to be meant to be about. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to go. I'm going to go upload this one before I forget. I love you so a lot. See you soon.